קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי רבש כרך ב' איגרת מ'.
The preparation passage for the lesson from the writings of Rabash, second volume, letter 40. And should you ask, what can one do if he feels that he has a heart of stone towards his friend? The advice is very simple. The nature of fire is that when rubbing stones against each other, a fire starts. This is a great rule, since from lo lishma, not for her sake, one comes to lishma, for her sake. And this is so particularly when the act is lishma, meaning imparting a gift to one's friend, and the aim is lo lishma. This is so because one gives a gift only to one that we know and recognize as someone we love. It follows that the aim of the gift is like gratitude for the love that his friend gives him. However, if one gives a gift to a stranger, meaning he doesn't feel that his friend is close to his heart, then he has nothing to be grateful for. It follows that the aim is lo lishma, meaning the intention that should be. Ostensibly, it could be said that this is called charity, since he pities his friend when he sees that there is no one who is speaking to him and greets him, and this is why he does that to him. Indeed, there is a prayer for that, that the Creator will help him by making him feel the love of his friend and making his friend close to his heart. Thus, through the deed, he is rewarded with the aim as well. But while at the time of doing, the giver of the gift intended that the gift to his friend would only be as charity, by that he is testifying about himself that he is not intending for love of friends, meaning that through the action, the love between them will increase. And only when both of them intend for the gift and not for charity, then through the wearing out of the hearts, even of the strongest ones, each will bring out warmth from the walls of his heart, and the warmth will ignite the sparks of love until a clothing of love will form. Then both of them are covered under a single blanket, meaning a single love will surround and envelope the two of them, and it is known that dvekut, adhesion, unites two into one.
מתוך שכל העבודה שלנו,
since all of our work in this world is in order for us to change our nature from in order to receive to in order to bestow, namely to change the intention. And the actions have to be simple. They can be any kind. The main thing is that the intention will be correct. And so we have to work on the intention. And the intention is not in our hands. The intention, the light changes the intention, and only the light can change them. Because the intention, it belongs to the soul, and the action belongs to the body. And so, in order to reach equivalence of form with the Creator, we start from actions. That if I'm in a group among people with whom I wish to achieve correction, and the correction can't simply happen in a single person, but only in a person toward others, and it's impossible that it's carried out by a single person, but at least two, because two are already a group. And therefore, everyone starts doing different actions toward the others, having meals together, disseminating together, doing different favors for each other, and through these efforts, start feeling how they hate one another. The hatred breaks out. The right kind of hatred, the true kind of hatred, meaning unfounded hatred. Meaning that it is as a result of trying to love him, trying to treat him nicely, even though that I have no good attitude toward the other to begin with, even the other way around. As always, I judge him out of my ego, but if I want to overcome my ego and treat the other nicely, I see that I can't. I bring a present. I can barely give it to him. I see that it kills me, that I can't do anything. I can't do any more than that. I even feel rejection. If it's many presents, I even feel rejection. It's very hard. And I have to see all of this as a clarion. That is revealed in order for me to release a request to the Creator, a plea for Him to help me, for Him to give me the intention in order to bestow. And here there is a very important point. I'm not asking for it in order to love the friend, so I'll feel good, pleasant, and convenient to give him the present and give it to him happily, like to my child, whom I love naturally. But I ask of the Creator only for the intention in order to bestow, that the burning flame of fire will remain on the inside. And atop that, for love to cover it all. And then it's called that both of them are in their great, big, cruel will to receive inside themselves, but on the outside, they're covered with a single blanket, if we're talking about them working together with one another. So, this is what Kabbalists tell us, in the simplest, most manner, that the whole basis and summary of our entire work, and then when I try to treat the friend nicely, in a good way, then through the revelation of the rejection, or I forget about it, or even hate him. And so every time I have opportunities to ask the Creator, it's called come to Pharaoh, that this way I come to the correction of the intention. There are many details to this, but actually, how can I see that I'm at least somewhat sometimes achieve love when I really start seeing the other as my beloved one, like someone close, like my child, where it doesn't matter how he looks. He looks nice because love, it kind of corrupts, meaning that whoever you love, you see him as nice and pleasant, and who you hate, you see him the very opposite. Because our ego works this way, selectively scrutinizing for us what is worthwhile seeing and what isn't. And everyone, and the one you love or the one you hate, So, the examination is that I start seeing the friends, beautiful, good, beloved, in all that they're doing, in all that they try, in all of their different states. I forgive them, I love them. I start treating them like extremely close people. Later, we'll come to the opposite kind of work. There is still what to do later on. But in the meantime, this is the way to cover yourself with love.